There are seven candidates, for four open seats on the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board as well. A lot of really good candidates in the race this year, and you have another chance to meet them and hear from them this Thursday at the Friday Center, another candidate forum for Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board candidates being hosted by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Association of Educators. And we are joined now by Brian Link, who is the vice president of said association. How are you?
I'm well, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the event. It's on Thursday. What's it going to entail?
Yes. Well, it's as you just mentioned, and I first want to say thanks so much for, as a civics teacher, I really appreciate you encouraging folks to get out to vote. Our event is going to be a teacher-led and teacher-focused forum. It's very important that the individuals that you will be selecting as the electorate for our school board are going to be making some major decisions about what the experience is going to be like in the classroom. And we want to make sure that everyone in our wonderful community knows what that's going to be like. And to hear from their teachers, who they care for so much, and we really appreciate that.
There's been a lot of forums for school board candidates, and I was privileged enough to moderate the one last week, and I know you were there, and so were a lot of other people. And there were, I was not involved in the selecting of the questions, but apparently they solicited questions, the people who were organizing that one, and got 150 submissions, which is an indication, A, of just how engaged people are in local government and in the local schools, and also an indication of how many issues there are that the school board needs to address. So from the teacher's perspective, what are the decisions that the school board makes that have a significant impact on your day-to-day lives as teachers and the quality of your job and your work life, but also just the quality of education in the schools?
Well, thanks for that question. There's a lot to that. But first
and
foremost...
Yeah, there's like 12 questions in there.
It's all right. I'm used to it in the classroom.
Yeah.
Happy to answer them. First and foremost, curricula decisions in terms of what it is that our students are going to be learning, but also in terms of attracting and retaining the best teachers that we can get for our kids, so benefits and compensation decisions. Also, the training that teachers are going to receive. We've been implementing a major new initiative called Project Advance and sort of updating how that's going and to let people know what that's about and how it's impacting classrooms. So I think those are three really big things that we're going to be hearing more about this Thursday, and I'm excited to hear what the candidates have to say.
We're speaking with Brian Link, and now I'm realizing that I blanked before we walked in and I didn't ask you where you taught.
Oh, not a problem. I am a civics and economics teacher at East Chapel Hill High School.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so speaking with Brian Link, and again, this forum is going to be on Thursday, the 26th, 7 o'clock at the Friday Center, and everyone's invited out to hear from the candidates. So speaking, I mean, not on behalf of literally every teacher in the district, but I know being the VP of the Association of Educators, you hear from a lot of them and just in conversation with colleagues, what are the biggest problems that teachers have in the district right now? What are the biggest challenges? What are you most concerned about?
Well, first, let me also say we don't just represent teachers. We also represent staff. We represent mm-hmm. administrators.
So yeah.
There are a lot of challenges. And unfortunately, a lot of them are not locally created. We're lucky to live in a great community that has always strongly supported public education. But unfortunately, a lot of the decisions that are being made in Raleigh are having negative impacts in terms of making sure that we have enough teachers in classrooms and not just core classes, but also arts education, physical education. And when you get unfunded mandates from the states, unfortunately, the tough decisions and the hard decisions are often left to local officials to try to have to figure out what do you do when you don't have money, but you have to meet requirements that are set forth by the state legislature. So I think, you know, that's one area. I also think it's important just locally about understanding the nature of teaching today and how teachers are perceived. And so I think one of the biggest things that we can do, not only here in our community, which I think we do fairly well, but helping to export that around the state and perhaps around the nation, is to change the perception that teaching has developed in recent years about being, you know, oh, I'm worried about that one teacher, I'm concerned about what's going on. But But you know, these are individuals who sacrifice their lives day in, day out, lots of hours for very little compensation, who are really building our next generation. And as citizens in a democracy, it's really important that we have the best and the brightest in the classroom. And I think it's going to be very important to help turn that mindset around by encouraging individuals to support their local educators. And again, one way you can do that is to listen to the concerns that we have. And just like you mentioned with your forum, we have questions pouring in from all over the district, as I said, administrators, staff, educators, as well as parents who want to support us as well, who want to make sure that the candidates who are elected to the board are going to support their teachers strongly.
Speaking with Brian Link again, Chapel Hill Carpenter Association of Educators, chcae.net is the website, Chapel Hill Carpenter Association Educators, chcae.net. What do people need to know about the association? What is the work that you do?
Well, we're the local affiliate of the North Carolina Association of Educators, which is also the state affiliate of the National Association of Educators, the oldest and the largest professional organization for teachers in the United States of America. And I think what's really important for individuals to know is that it's not just limited to those who are in the building or in the classroom. Any member of the community can become an associate member, and that's a $25 sign up, and you can show your support that way. But I think it's just as important when there are events out wearing red for ed to support public education, when there needs to be a standing up and fighting alongside those who are leading Moral Monday charges to make sure that public education is supported, and frankly, just writing our state legislatures and talking about the impact that teachers and everyone in the building can have on our young kids, regardless of whatever your party affiliation is, because that ultimately is going to move the needle with those who are making decisions.
CHCAE.net is the website, or just Google it, Chapel Hill Carpenter Association of Educators. It'll come right up. Thursday, the 26th, 7 p.m. at the Friday Center is the Chapel Hill Carpenter City School Board Candidate Forum. Anything else that people need to know about it?
It should be a great event. I think it's always important for individuals to get to hear from those that they know are doing such hard work in the classrooms, but may not know the issues that matter most to them. So I think it'll be interesting, and it's a great example of our democracy where you literally have the ability of employees to ask their ultimate bosses questions, and you don't often see that very much in today's society, especially outside of the public arena.
Absolutely. And is this is the last forum, right, that's scheduled, I believe? So?
That is my understanding. Yeah. And so I would just want to add, Aaron, you know, having watched some of the other forums there and to put it out there, one of the great things that we ask to do in the classroom is called accountable talk. And so we're looking forward to getting to ask the candidates for some follow-ups to the positions already taken.
Yes, yeah.
And to demonstrate that we do the same thing with our kids that we will be doing with the candidates who will be deciding what's going to happen with them in the classroom.
Awesome. Again, this Thursday at the Friday Center, 7 p.m. Everyone's invited out for that, especially if you're an Orange County voter in the Chapel Hill Carpenter City School District. You're going to be heading to the polls this week or next or on Election Day, which is November 7th, to vote for Chapel Hill Carpenter City School Board. And again, 4 open seats, 7 candidates. And this is a significant chunk of the board, so this vote is going to make a big difference. Brian Link, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.